From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Catalonia declares its independence. Catalonia's regional parliament declared independence from Spain on Friday in a disputed vote. Separatist lawmakers erupted in applause as the vote was approved. Most opposition lawmakers had left the chamber in protest moments before the vote. No country has expressed support for the secessionist bid. In response, the Spanish Senate in Madrid voted yesterday to give wide-ranging powers to the central government to rescind Catalonian autonomy and take over control of the region. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy told reporters what happened today in the Catalonia Parliament is irrefutable proof of how necessary it was for the Spanish Senate to approve the proposal that the Spanish government made. Today, the Catalonia Parliament has approved something that, in the opinion of a big majority of people, not only goes against the law, but is a criminal act. The Catalan motion calls for beginning an independence process that includes drafting Catalonia's new laws and opening negotiations on an equal footing with Spanish authorities. The U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State announced Friday morning a ceasefire between Iraqi forces and the Kurdish Peshmerga in northern Iraq, but quickly backtracked. Army spokesman Ryan Dillon posted a clarification on Twitter to say that both parties are talking with one another, but that a ceasefire had not been reached. The United Nations said Friday the Myanmar government has agreed to allow it to resume its food distribution operations in northern Rakhine State. The agreement was announced as the United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund reported that Rohingya children were fleeing into Bangladesh and were close to death from malnutrition. This is VOA News. Kenya's Electoral Commission has called for patience and calm as it tallies the results of Thursday's rerun presidential election. However, some already fear that the low turnout may undercut the credibility of the results. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig.
The chief of Kenya's Electoral Commission says 6.5 million voters, about one-third of all registered voters, cast ballots in the election Thursday. Opposition leader Raila Odinga told his supporters to boycott the vote, and some polling stations looked like ghost towns. Murithi Mutiga is the International Crisis Group's Kenya analyst.
If this turns out to be the final act in what has been a very dramatic election, it will be a very unsatisfactory conclusion for all sides. Certainly for the president, he will move forward with what seems like a very shaky mandate without a clear mandate from the people.
The opposition has not said whether it plans to file a legal challenge against the results of Thursday's election. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Officials say the voting is expected to resume on Saturday in some locations because several polling stations were unable to open due to security concerns, though opposition leaders are still warning their supporters to stay away. Arab media accused Qatar this week of helping to transport Islamic State militants from Syria and Iraq to the south of Libya, the latest accusation against the Gulf Emirate by a coalition of countries including Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates. The coalition imposed sanctions against Doha in June for allegedly supporting terrorists. Edward Uranian looks at the accusations and the Emirates' deteriorating relations with Libya's neighbors.
The coalition imposed sanctions against Doha in June for allegedly supporting terrorists. In late August, Chad closed the Qatari embassy in N'Djamena, accusing Qatar of trying to destabilize the country. Chad's foreign minister, Ibrahim Hussein Taha, accused Qatar of supporting opponents of his government. He says that Qatar supports and sponsors Chadian groups opposed to the government, both in Libya and in Qatar. Earlier this month, a military spokesman for the Libyan National Army under the command of General Khalifa Haftar told Arab media that Qatar was helping to bring Islamic State terrorists to the south of Libya. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The spokesman for the Libyan military said Qatari support has not stopped, especially financial support, and accused Doha of committing other crimes against the Libyan people. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.